Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit atlkia.com. We'll let you hear Grady Jarrett coming up. Ricardo Allen, Rico.
Yeah.
As we had a chance to visit with both of those guys over the weekend at the V103 Car and Bike Show, thanks to everybody that came out. It was good time, man.
Yeah, I nearly got in trouble with Johnny Law coming down the street there.
You?
Yeah, well, I was.
And the law?
Yep. I was going down Ivan Allen, and there was a bunch of kids that were making their way, I presume, to the V103 Car and Bike Show. I had the top down on the Batmobile. And so the guy's like, smoke them tires, man. So, like an idiot, what do? I smoke the tires. I do a Yui. I fishtail it. And just to go, because I had to go in that little parking lot in the back behind the World Congress Center, right? So I smoke the tires, fishtail it. And who's right next to me? APD.
Really?
Yep.
So you. Peeled out.
So I don't know who she is, but I want to thank that lady cop who did not bust me and just gave me the look. Looked over her sunglasses, put the sunglasses down the bridge of her nose, looked at me, and I went, sorry. And then I just kind of put.
You see, the axis has changed. I mean, he gets out of tickets. I get a ticket. You see how things work?
Yeah, and she was an African-American policewoman. You know I am black. I am black woman kryptonite.
Yes,
you know that.
I've heard this.
So you're telling us you didn't act like Shia LaBeouf?
No, I did not. Yeah, man, that story. Man, I'm never that little creep. I never liked that kid anyway. But boy, you see your true colors, man. In vino es veritas.
Yes,
when
you
you're
do.
Drunk, you know you learn something about the man.
So I'm glad you were able to do that. Meanwhile, while I was trying to get down to the car show, so literally I had to call Sean. I was trying to get the car out of the garage, and the thing wouldn't start. So I'm like, what? I don't understand. Like, I just was in this car last night. It was nothing. So
you get a body in the trunk?
Hey, listen,
what is this Goodfellas?
I'm trying to, you know, turn the key. Nothing's happening. So literally, my wife and daughter had gone to. Oh, they went to go help some homeless folks.
All right.
So she had left her car there, and I'm like, I can't get out. So I'm calling Sean. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to be late. I gotta try to get. That's what I was late getting
gotcha.
There. So, long story short, I ended up finding her extra set of keys. Why do people hide their extra set of keys around the house? They're an extra set of keys.
Yeah, I mean, you had a house. You have a hook somewhere. They should be hanging in.
So I'm like, where are the extra keys? And she's like, they're in the closet behind the clothes in that envelope. What? So literally, I'm trying to find the keys. I end up moving her car, and that's why I was running late down there. But it was ridiculous, man.
I had a couple of like near-death experiences. I had the lady cop, and then later on, there was a woman that was walking around the V103 Car and Bike Show. And we'll get to the Falcons, but real quick. She had this most amazing heart-shaped booty.
Okay,
and
it was should stop right there.
No, just bear with me. Just give me 2 seconds. So anyway, so I'm walking behind, and I'm captivated. I'm staring. She was doing a promotion for one of the promotional companies that was working the event. And I'm just literally staring. All of a sudden I hear, take a picture. It lasts longer. And here's a guy, no joke, about the size of the real Debo from Friday looking right at me. And I'm like, well, she's quite a beautiful woman, sir. I'm walking over this way. Please don't kill me.
It wasn't his lady, was it?
Who else would say it? I mean, he was wearing the same promotion, unless he's working it, but he's wearing the same gear from the same company.
You'll have to be careful next time.
No kidding, but I was transfixed. It was transcendent.
We're always lurking, Mike.
I'm just
hanging saying. In the cut, waiting for somebody to say something to your lady.
And that's why I'm just saying.
Just wait. Oh, no, I'm going to wait to see what he says to her.
No, I was just sitting there. And also looking like a total creep. They had like an Italian ice stand over there. So I'm eating an Italian ice. I'm staring at this woman's butt, eating an Italian ice, just for ultimate creepiness. Like,
now I got to ask you, is Becky home?
Of course she is. Always listening, watching, judging.
Okay, I'm just asking. I mean, you're talking about another woman's heart-shaped butt,
you know what?
And how you're eating ice cream and having dreams.
It was an Italian ice, and you know what? Like,
I'm just saying.
These are the small sacrifices I make for the listening public of our program, the audience out there, that I will get the silent treatment when I come home, but it's because I wanted to share the anecdote with you, the listeners.
All right, you're going to get the silent treatment, all right, man. Let's get to the Falcon Report here, brought to you by our friends at Domino's. Make sure you get that large three-topping pizza for only $7.99 at Domino's, guys. And you can do it tonight, as a matter of fact. Carry out only.
And the new twist breads are in, by the way, at Domino's, man.
They're going to bring us some, aren't they?
I think, yeah, we get to sample these for the first time because we'll be talking about those on the new commercials. But the new twist bread, the garlic parm. So we got to make sure it comes into the studio so we get it before the entire staff comes down on like a bunch of Vikings.
All right, we're 52 days away from the start of the NFL season. Falcons training camp starts July 27th. You know, and as we go around and around and seeing Grady Jarrett, he looks amazing, by the way. I'm talking about just being in shape. Looks like he's ready to get back at it. Jarvis and I were having this conversation about, you know, is he the guy that takes the jump on the defense? Who takes a leap? Last year was Vic Beasley. Beasley took a jump that I don't think anybody expected, ends up leading the league in sacks, and you go, okay, didn't expect that. Who's the guy this year? Who is the guy, whether it's a DB, guy in the front seven? You know, again, Deion Jones led all rookies in tackles last year. Does Deion Jones take a step this year to become an all-pro type player?
Well, I mean, he was a guy that led, as you mentioned, led all the rookies in tackles. If not for Joey Bosa's 10-sack year, he could have been a legitimate NFL rookie of the year defensively in the league. So, I mean, I think, you know, we know what we got with Vic. We're going to see now. We're going to find a spot now for Devondre Campbell, strong side linebacker. Is he going to be in more of his natural element playing strong side, right? Because he's kind of tailor-made. He's got the size for it. You know, to be that outside linebacker slash pass rusher, if you will. But you've got a number of guys. Duke Riley, he'll be a rookie if he can start. Can he do what Deion did last year? But as to your point about guys, Robert Alford was taking a leap. But how about the move that Jalen Collins was making in the second half of the season? He was kind of forced to with the Trufant injury.
Well, that's a big question. Listen, I'd like to see three or four guys take a leap. And all of a sudden now we're producing, you know, three or four Pro Bowlers, maybe five Pro Bowlers. Maybe we have a couple of all pros. That's when we know our defense will be special. We said this a few years ago. When you have to game plan for guys, that changes the dynamics of your defense. You're playing the Texans, guess what? You know where J.J. Watt is. You just got to know. Now, I think, Mike, we've got some personnel on Don Terry Poe, Vic Beasley, some guys you better know where they're at on the field and what's going on, or they're going to beat you.
Now, the stories that are out there today as we get ready for camp less than 2 weeks out, as we said, we'll be out there at Flowery Branch. The ESPN.com website, the Inside Edition, where you know you got to have the password and all that, they talk about sneaky strengths and they mention the Falcons. Now, I think it's one thing that we all know as Falcons fans, but maybe we don't talk about it, but it's about how well the wide receivers run block. Talk about, that's why when we had Hines Ward on, he said Julio is the edge over Antonio Brown because of the things he does as a run blocker, and Sanu does the same thing. So we've got one of the best run blocking wide receiver units in the league. That makes him complete receiver.
Do you remember that big run Free had at the Dome? I know he had a bunch of them, but I want to say it was against the Saints in the last game of the season, and it was a big breakaway run. If you remember the game, but it was down the field blocking that sprung that. I mean, the initial blocking got him open in the hole, and then we talk about the second level, Mike. But if you go back and watch that, that was like Sanu and guys staying with their blocks. The physicality of Julio can't be denied. I love Antonio Brown, but give me the size and the speed of Julio every day, and then if I have to lock you up, if I'm a DB and I got to block you, he's a hard guy to get around. So that's a big plus when you talk about the running game and the second level. We give the O-line a lot of credit, but once a guy breaks out, And Free or Coleman are running down the field, you still got a block.
And Toy Lolo does a good job as a tight end. One of the guys hit us up on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line. Same number to call in, guys, at 404-741-0929. He says, speaking of tight ends, Austin Hooper, he thinks takes a next level jump this season.
Okay. And
that's why they drafted him. So that's where he should be.
He played great. Probably, I would say, the last four games
like
of the
so
regular
many guys
season?
On that team, yeah.
He really turned it on. And then in the playoffs, he was great. I agree with that. This is a guy that's supposed to be our tight end for the next X amount of years. They took him in the third round. He wasn't able to come originally, I think it was because of schooling, right? To minicamp and all that, so he missed some time.
Same thing that McCaffrey was dealing with Carolina, the same thing we had to deal with Austin Hooper because the Stanford academic year goes so late and they have this antiquated NFL rule which keeps him out of camp.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.